Prisoners of Greece by Keith Garvey, 1979. Recorded and produced by 2ARM FM, Armidale's Community Radio.
Read by Ron Vickers, RAN, 1943-46. Acknowledgements to Gunner Thomas Walter Haley of Palamalla War, New South Wales, 6th Division, 2nd AIF, and ex-prisoner of war. Gunner Haley was part of the New Zealand, Australian and British forces during the German invasion of Greece, Operation Marita, in April-May 1941. He and many others were captured by the Germans during Marita, imprisoned and released when Allied troops got the upper hand. The following poem, Prisoners of Greece, provides a stark insight into Gunner Haley's experience through the words and poetry of Keith Garvey, Scribe of the Scrub, also of Palamalla War, New South Wales. Prisoners of Greece. Cold, worn land where the night dew dripped, in mountains dark and entrancing, the British army, poorly equipped, and Germany's might advancing, soldiers with their backs to the wall by bulletless guns encumbered, no support from the air at all, and by Hitler's boys outnumbered. Stukas sounding their awful scream, nerves and morale destroying, Maori troops with bayonets agleam, desperate tactics employing, British artillerymen fighting game, martyrs of military blunder, German tanks in a sea of flames, by the shell fire torn asunder. Muddy tracks through the olive groves, by an army tattered and malignant, civilians sharing their scanty loaves with any hungry Australian, guerrillas with ambush laid in the misty ranges looming, women and children forlorn and afraid of the blast from the big shell booming. Nazi paratroopers swarming like bees, their lives snuffed out like a candle, by Aussie gunners in mud to their knees with the Brens too hot to handle. Desperate days on the grim retreat with no thought of romance or rapture, hiding like rats with little to eat in hope of avoiding capture. Trucked like cattle in freezing crates by an arrogant conquering nation, haggard and starved, their strength abates, with prison their destination. Long, hard years in a foreign land under tyrants by power inflated, till Allied troops got the upper hand and the prisoners were liberated. Back from the senseless frontal attacks of a campaign doomed to failure, back to New Zealand's fern and flax and the big plains of Australia. Quickly, the years have slipped away since a conflict of battle met them, but on every future Anzac Day, remember, lest we forget them. Lest we forget them.
Thank you.
lest we forget them.